Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben here on 93.9 The Ville, home of U of L sports, official home of all U of L sports. So it's good to have you here with us. Nikki V in the booth. Steve Rummage.
Hey.
Taking over here, and you guys know what I want to talk about. So we're going to get to all that. We're going to get to our coaching talk, top to bottom, things we know, things we don't know.
I'll be right back.
Nick's going to help us out. Nick's going to help the show out majorly. He's going to go get two giant D seats. So thank you very much for that, Nick. We appreciate it. Also, huge, huge shout out to our guy, George, Baranos by the Bridge. Shout out to those guys today, bringing in pizza for the ESPN, ESPN 93.9 Studios. Huge shout out to them, man. They do so much good for us, and love what George is doing. New location over there, and get out there, check it out. It's absolutely fantastic. Texas says Drew and Brom would have the city rocking for years. I agree with that. And listen, just to re-rack a little bit from the first hour, and then we'll kind of get into everything. Of course, you guys know how I do. Like to keep up with the text line on here. 8150-939 is the phone line. 3831-939 is the text line. You guys can get in either way. That's extremely loud. Is it not, Bosch? Just shut the door. It's like Nick left and left. Just shut the door. And then, I know, whatever. Even when he does good, bless his heart. We'll get into all that. Yesterday it's reported Scott Drew and Louisville's people had talked. Now there's a difference in talking and meeting. It's not that they've met, but that they've talked. And the numbers that have been thrown out there are all around, but the consensus is that Louisville would be willing to make Scott Drew. Baranos not by the bridge. Yeah, you're right, Texter. Yeah, I don't know. I said that, and I'm like, you know what I mean. Yeah, the new location, not by the bridge. But that Louisville is willing to make Scott Drew the third highest paid coach in America, which would be behind Bill Self and John Calipari. That's really loud. I don't know what we did here, but bless his heart. I'm like, I can hear the vibration of my own voice. Yeah, that's better. It's much better. but that Louisville would be willing to make Scott Drew the third highest paid coach in America and is going to put an NIL package together that would be upwards to $4 million-ish or higher, give or take a little bit, for essentially a payroll to put together a team. Now, if that's what Louisville's coming to the table with to Scott Drew, I'm going to feel pretty comfortable with whoever we end up with. I just want to know, and I know what Maven's saying, and I agree with him, like, it's good not to have the numbers, but I want to know Louisville's coming as strong as humanly possible to get Scott Drew. And if that's the case, that's a pretty, in the words of, I know there's some people out there like Will Wade, a strong you-know-what offer. if that's what Louisville is coming to the table with Scott Drew. And, yeah, Texter says, all I'm saying is we haven't heard a no from Scott Drew yet. There's no doubt he's considering this. How could you not? I mean, again, I told you, we watched the Baylor game last night. Baylor's the 3 seed. That arena was pathetic looking. Like, can you imagine, again, Reggie called in earlier and said it. Do you know how many fans Louisville will bring to the Bahamas? That's not a cheap trip. And there's a lot of fans are going to be heading to the Bahamas if Scott Drew's the coach. Not just Scott Drew. I think a lot of different guys that got the job, that would be the case. But in the Baylor-Louisville comparison, I mean, there's going to be a ton of fans will be heading down there because of the excitement. If Louisville's a top 4 seed in a conference tournament, it's minimum 5,000 people. Minimum 5,000 will be there to watch their team. I mean, it's just the comparison between the two. It's just, again, Scott Drew may say, no, I just love being here at Baylor. This is where I want to be. I can live with that. I can absolutely live with that. A guy who's won a national championship, he's been there 20-some years, I can absolutely live with it as long as I know Louisville put their best foot forward. And if making him the number 3 highest paid coach in America and giving him a massive payroll to put together a team, and let's be clear, next season coming into Baylor, he's got a top 10 kid in VJ Edgecombe, that's a 5-star. He's got the number 24 player in the country, point guard, I think it's Ron Wright out of Mount Verde Academy, who's the number 2 point guard in the country, already committed. Then he's got a top 50 small forward. Guy, I think he's like the number 10 small forward in the country. And then he's got a 7-foot JUCO kid. Those are the guys committed. Now, I don't know if all of those guys would come with him to Louisville or not. But my God, I mean, listen, he's got pieces already in the tank there. And now you say, okay, how many, I've got this much money. If the word on the street is that Hunter Dickinson's making close to $2 million in NIL, then I would imagine at that point, if Louisville had a guy like Scott Drew had $4 to $5 million in order to put together a roster, there's no way you're not walking away from the transfer portal without 4 of the top 20, right? One of the top 5 transfers that Scott Drew couldn't go out there putting together this roster, couldn't go out there for the top 3 guys. And again, I'm talking Scott Drew right now. I also think this to be true with a lot of guys that got the job. So we're just kind of getting past the Scott Drew talk right now because he hasn't said no. But, I mean, a guy like Dusty May come in. You know, a guy like Shaka Smart come in. A guy like, just name your coach, whoever it is, came in. They would be able to fork out a massive, go after the no. We'll share it. Let's look at it. Why'd you set it in front of me? So sick. Thanks. But any guy like that, I think, will be able to come and look at one of the top 3 transfers, one of the big, big fish that hit the portal, and say, hey, man, listen, got a decent amount for you here at Louisville. So that's a really attractive offer. I mean, and the reason I'm talking about this is I just want to break down the fact that, hey, man, there is a very, very attractive offer for a guy like Scott Drew to come in here and say, hey, man, and if I know Louisville's putting that forward, I can live with him just saying no. I can live with it.
Yeah. Like you said, like you just want to know that they're putting the full court press on them.
Yeah. Texter says Jerome Tang is out of the picture. Yeah. That's according to some reports yesterday. It sounds like Jerome Tang won't be an avenue that Louisville goes. Like I said, I don't like breaking people's hearts. Will Wade, I mean, Crawford said it again today. I think there's less than a zero chance that I don't think Will Wade's going to get hired anywhere, not just Louisville. I don't think he's going to get a job anywhere.
Until the show causes
it. Yeah, I mean, DePaul just went with Chris Holtman, and that would have been the ideal spot. I don't think he's going to get a job anywhere this go around. Let's see. Let me get to some of these. Who wouldn't leave their current job if they were offered more than double their salary? Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I agree with you. I think, and that's why I think there's a chance. There's a reason he hasn't said no yet. Oh, Will Wade's Jerome Tang taking the Baylor job. That's funny. Yeah, I probably would be where they would go. Let me see here. Someone needs to talk with Kyle Eidelman with Southeast Christian Church. To recruit Scott Drew. I think he would love Southeast. I agree. I'm a member of Southeast, so I absolutely agree with that. I think Scott, which I did find funny, the one guy talking about how he's like, I mean, how would Scott Drew's religious stuff work in Louisville? It's like, bro, we got like one of the biggest churches in America right here in Louisville. Like, what are you talking about?
That is one thing. Like, I mean, I understood like he's like deeply rude. Okay.
By the way, I'm going to make that guy punch himself in the face. I'm going to terrorize that guy if Scott Drew comes to Louisville. Just how I mean, go watch that whole video. Like, he is a total jerk to Louisville.
Which one?
Did you see the Locked On Louisville or the Locked On Big 12 guy? I don't even know what it is.
Oh, was he just dogging on Louisville because of all the scandals and stuff?
And he was just like, Scott Drew wouldn't stoop as low to even look at Louisville and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to terrorize that man. If he put his Twitter's up there, it's like Drake C. Toll. Yeah, if we get him. If not, I'm just going to ignore it. But somebody said, I agree. I want to know Louisville's acting like Louisville again. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's a good tweet.
Absolutely. What does Scott Drew timeline look like if he decides to come to Louisville? Well, it would just be however far they go in the tournament. Yeah, and then you probably got at least 4 or 5 days after that. Because, I mean, you know, it's not like
get everything taken care of. Sure. On that side.
Sure. Let me see. Gosh, we got so many
things. What exactly came out that Tang was off the table? Because the only thing I saw was the screenshot from Rutherford and the College Basketball Insider guy saying that Louisville was meeting with Tang's camp.
I think that was fake. I think somebody was fake. What didn't somebody troll that college coaching changes last thing. Night. Did you see that?
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at. Yeah, that's so, the only thing I can like find.
Okay,
on
so
it.
Apparently some Louisville fan tweeted them a bunch of, or DM'd them a bunch of information because they're trying to kind of prove like, okay, this is not a reliable source here. So they DM'd up a bunch of information. Well, that Twitter account then went and like made this long thread of like, hey, we've got some info on Louisville
reporting. Yeah. From the fake
and,
intel.
And then the
that
fan was like, yeah, I just DM'd them that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like, okay, so y'all are just reporting anything.
So they were just, what's the scene from The Departed? Flush it down the pipes and see if it comes out
so
the other
like
end.
Everybody's like, yeah, unfollow them. How high is Richard on the board? I think it should be high. I mean, in my opinion, I don't know that he is. I've not heard one thing that says that Richard and Louisville have spoken. I think they should. I think they should. That was one of the things they put in that fake.
I'm reading it. It says that was the surprise.
I mean, I think they should. He won again. I think he punched his ticket to the tournament last night, most likely. So, but I mean, obviously, Josh Hurd's got his people. He is going to possibly leave Baylor, leaving the program in great shape. They could go hire one of his guys there, like Tang. Yeah, I agree. So I think there's no way. I don't care if you're the most diehard Baylor fan of all time. You can't tell me he's not considering this strongly. Because according to Drew Diener, according to Bob Valvano, this isn't the first time Scott Drew, you know what I'm saying, and his people have spoke. I think we've heard enough now that says, okay, they've spoke over the last few weeks. Not Scott Drew, in particular,
but his proxies, his people
in Louisville, that there might have been some communication there. I think your dad said that, right? Like when Drew said it, didn't your dad say that day, he was like, well, yeah, I I believe from the things I've heard too, that Louisville has definitely made it clear to their camp that they're in, that they want it.
Yeah, I think he said that. The problem was he did then go and say that the same source that said that he was interested in it the last go round says that he's pretty entrenched there now.
Yeah.
Now that they've given him the arena and everything.
Yeah.
And then another source said that someone in the administrative department said the only job that they could see him leaving now, Baylor, would be UK.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, I don't know what necessarily besides the arena has changed in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
But, like you said, it definitely seems like we don't know exactly what Drew's interest in the job is, but we know Louisville's interest in Drew is very much there. And it seems like they are giving, you know, the full court press. Like you said, $9 million? Is that the number that it's getting floated around?
I don't know the number. It just says that it would make him the third highest paid coach. Which would be somewhere in the range of 8 to 8.5.
Yeah.
Or higher, you know. And again, like I said, hey, just come in here and put a gun to my head. Please don't.
Don't tempt people.
I think I would probably say he stays at Baylor.
Yeah, me too, unfortunately. But.
Just because nobody yet has said, I think he takes it.
Unfortunately,
Everybody with a source, even anywhere, has said, I think ultimately says no.
Right. But everyone with the source is saying that Louisville, he's, you know,
but that
number one, two, and three.
And Louisville is making a massive offer to him, and they're going to put a massive pitch out there to him. And that's all I need to know. And if he stays, then he stays. I'm perfectly fine with somebody like Dusty May. Like, I think Dusty May is a great coach. I really do. Like, I think Dusty May is a great coach. And if you end up with him, if you went all out after Scott Drew, and then you go get a guy like Dusty May, I'm fine with that. Well, I can live with that.
You got to add the caveat, though, $4 million in NIL, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm getting more and more excited about that.
I
mean,
oh, I know.
You get a decent up-and-coming coach, and you give him a $4 million, you know, a $4 million of cap space.
Yep.
I'm okay with that recipe. I really am.
Oh, absolutely.
And you got to think the younger the coach, the more, in theory, more adept they are at adapting to the NIL game.
Oh, I mean, sure.
That's the other thing. I'm not casting aspersions at all. Of course, I would love to have Scott Drew.
Well, yeah, but
these older coaches that, you know, were raised without the transfer portal, without NIL, I wonder how stubborn they are. We just had a coach that was in the terms of Rick Bozich, who was his biggest defender, fatally stubborn.
Yeah.
We need the exact opposite. That seems to be one of the main qualities of the new coach, someone that is completely flexible at adapting 100%. To this new NIL heavy landscape. And I mean, with $4 million in cap space and a guy that embraces it.
A lot you can do, man.
I mean, geez.
There's a lot you can do. That's why I say, I mean, there are good options out there. Now, let's talk about this really quick, Nick. There are some options that are out there, and they're available right now. I know everybody's about to. Mick Cronin lost last night. They're not going to the tournament.
No.
He's available right now.
Rough year.
Yeah, but right now. Eric Musselman lost last night. They're not going to the tournament. Available right now. Now, again, Jerome Tang would fit that bill. Again. I know, I really, really do buy into, guys like Mike and different ones, like, they don't say stuff unless they really know that's the facts. So I do believe that, but I'll still throw Jerome Tang in there just because, I mean, you know, you never know, but I mean, it seems like he's not going to be an option for Louisville. But there are guys out there that you're starting to get into the place where guys are becoming available now.
Right.
Like, that's going to start happening over next week, you know, any loss season's over. So, you know, and then, like I said, I think right now you can really only say, like, Cronin. I mean, if you still want to put Josh Church in there, I don't think Indiana State's going to make the tournament now.
What are they, the last four out right now, I think?
They're the first four out right now.
That's what I meant. First four out. Yeah, that's what I meant.
But I think they're probably out right now, the way some of these conference tournaments are going. I mean, there's some teams jumping over them pretty quickly.
There's going to be some bids that are stolen.
All right, let's get to it, man. Anais, welcome in, man. What's going on? Welcome in to 93.9.
Well, first, of course, I called in yesterday. Dusty May, of course, is my number. I mean, well, not my number one. He's my number two for sure.
Yeah.
Scott Drew, I love the push by Josh Hurd. I think it's obviously well warranted, especially the pedigree that, you know, Scott Drew comes from.
Yeah.
Obviously, I hope he takes it. If not, like you said, I mean, I can't blame the man for putting on the full court press. I mean, if he says no, he says no. But at least the try was there, so I could commend him for that.
Sure.
That's one. For two, Dusty May, I know I said yesterday, I feel like he's, you know, a great coach. I've watched all his coaching clinics. I've watched tape of his plays and everything. What stood out to me more about outside of his X's and O's was just more so from a communication and a teaching standpoint. The man just knows how to teach the game. There's some type of players where you need to actually show them what to do, and there's other players you can tell them what to do and they can already grasp it. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Cronin, for example, he actually had a good quote, and he said, "See, players make plays. The plays don't make the players." You have to get the players to make the plays work. And I actually agree with that. And that kind of refers back to, you know, the Dusty May point of just the teaching aspect of it. That's one. Well, that's two. Three, I want to say, I know Nick Cronin has caught a lot of flack. He has caught a lot of flack due to his personality and due to, I guess, just the people say he's mediocre, I guess you could say. I want to take off the capital J hat. Well, my future journalist stuff, I should say.
Got
I
want to
put on my analyst hat really quick. And I just want to lay out some facts right here, okay?
Okay, I'm listening.
So, Nick Cronin and defensive rating. In Louisville, we love defense. I mean, that's just our heart. In 2020, he was ranked number 7 in the country in defense. In 2021, 2022, he was ranked number 16. Last year, he was ranked number 2. Now, I don't know if you remember Jalen Clark. That was our best defender. He went out with an ACL injury last year. I'm pretty sure if they would have had him, they would have probably, you know, been way, way better. They would have probably been a DB run of the tournament. But neither here nor there, that was their defensive rating. And offense, of course, I know his offense could be a little stagnant here and there, but like I said, I would hope that Nick Cronin can add to his staff to support his weaknesses. Maybe offense is not the biggest strong suit, but as a veteran coach as he is, I would hope that he could be able to build a solid staff around him. In 2020 and 2021, he was ranked number 11 in offense. In 2022, he was ranked number 12. And then in 2023, he was ranked number 21. And people want to say, oh, well, it's a fluke Final Four run. Well, I don't know if you remember, but Kentucky made the Final Four, if I'm not mistaken, not reading off anything, Kentucky made a Final Four in 2008. That was the lowest seed that made a Final Four that year, if I'm correct. I think I am correct. Nick Cronin made the Final Four that year when he was the lowest seed. He was the first four team in. That's the year when he beat Michigan State. If I'm not mistaken, that was the year Jalen Suggs hit a half-court buzzer beater. If it was not for that shot, Nick Cronin would have made the national championship game. So just to say that it was a fluke run, I would make an argument that it's harder as a lower seed to make a Final Four, let alone a Sweet 16, because you're going through more competition, if that makes sense, if you follow what I'm saying.
Sure.
So I just don't see the narrative where, oh, it's a fluke run. And plus they're saying, oh, well, he's 20 years in and he only has this many wins. He only has been to this many Elite Eights, or he's been to this many Final Fours. Well, I hate to remind you, but Don Calipari didn't win his first national championship until the 20th season. His first championship was in 2012. So just to say that, oh, well, you know, he's coached this many years, he can't get it done, I kind of disagree with that. I feel like every coach has their own path and own ways to success. I feel like the resources in NIL is way better here than UCLA. I've actually heard Nick Cronin say over and over that the NIL is nowhere where it needs to be at UCLA, if that makes any, you know, type of sense. So I feel like he wants to be here. And when Josh Hurd said crawl, You know, honestly, when he said he wants somebody to crawl here and they want to be here and they're dying to coach this program, the first person that came to my mind, honestly, and he's not my first, second, third, or fourth, or even my fifth option, it's Mick Cronin, though. I feel like Mick Cronin would literally crawl from the Los Angeles airport to here to coach this program. I really, honestly, do. I really feel like he would really want this job. And this is just me saying, if we can get through this buyout, I'm not paying Mick Cronin's $15 million or $20 million buyout just to make him our coach. I am not doing that whatsoever. I'm not doing that. But if there is a loophole out everybody's saying, then I could talk myself into it. But I just wanted to, you know, just come on here and just state some facts really quick. I just feel like Mick Cronin's kind of getting a bad rap. And then they say, like, Chris Mack, he's just a lesser version of Chris Mack. Chris Mack's never been to a Final Four. Like, I mean, we just gotta be more rational here. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know, you can't say that. And like Roy Williams, it took Roy Williams 17 years, and I'm not comparing Mick Cronin to Roy Williams whatsoever, but it took him 17 years to win a championship.
Sure, sure.
So, I mean, yeah, so that's really all I wanted to come on here and just, you know, just to clear the air about. That's all.
No, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. Listen, Nick, I'll let you guess what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, these seven texts say.
He's Mick is the pick guy.
Steve, you let Bring Brom Home talk too much.
Exactly.
You're speaking to Bring Brom Home on the phone, aren't you? At least we know who Bring Brom Home is. I think we just met Bring Brom Home. This has to be the Bring Brom Home dude. Listen, I'll say this. I'm not as against Mick Cronin as some. I think Mick Cronin could do. I think Mick Cronin could do well here. I do. He's not my number one, two, or probably three pick. But I'm not totally that in. But I do agree with him that I'm like, nah, I mean, Mick's had some success. Like I could get behind it. Could get behind it. Not saying I love it. I say it would be my guy, but I could get behind it. Cronin will not come to Louisville. I know that for a fact. Okay. Oh, there it is. Let's see. Yeah, that's him. He's too passionate about Mick. Let's see. You just had Mick as the pick on the air. Maybe we should hire this caller. He seems to know what he's talking about, and he has passion.
Fair enough. Maybe that texter's Mick is the pick guy.
Anyway, so yeah, we'll keep it rolling. Bob, welcome into 93.9 Ville. What's up, man?
Well, hey, Steve. I tell you this. I am really happy to see that Josh Hurd is swinging for the fences. And, you know, whether we get Scott Drew or not, I think it tells the basketball world or the agents of these coaches that, you know, Louisville's not fooling around. So I'm glad to see that, especially with the $4 million payroll.
Yeah.
My question to you, though, is, you know, Drew Diener, you know, started this with bringing out that Scott Drew was the number one choice, but he also said that Louisville has a clearly defined second choice, and he hasn't said it was who, but that this person would take the Louisville job in a heartbeat. Who do you think he's talking about? Who is choice number two? I mean, I have an idea. I mean, Dusty May, but you know, it may not be, and I know Ohio State is really after him too. I just wanted to get your thoughts on who do you think choice number two is.
Yeah, listen, Bob, I appreciate the call. I'll say this, I'm totally speculating here. I said it the day that he I appreciate it, Bob. I said it the day that Drew said that I thought it was Dusty May. Now, I don't know that to be the facts. Like, that's totally my opinion. But I'm kind of with you there. Like, I really, again, at this point, I mean, I'll be kind of surprised if the next coach isn't Scott Drew or Dusty May. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of, it's just kind of my gut.
Yeah, me too. I'm totally with you.
My gut is just saying it's going to be one of those two guys. Again, I don't know what. I mean, listen, Matt Jones tweeted out yesterday that Chris Beard's still on the table. I don't know.
With the extension?
I don't know. He tweeted something out about there was basically what we all know about Scott Drew, and then after that it's Dusty May or Chris Beard, and then there's another guy that might join the search here soon that would be a big name. I don't know. I mean, what he would know.
What'd you make of Eric Crawford's tweet about his gut telling him that the longer this went on, the longer the bus stays in the...
I mean, I think there's some truth to that. Just kind of, there's been whispers around. Like, I kind of thought Musselman was out completely. Spent some whispers the last couple of days that, like, oh, he's completely out. You know, like, yeah, I'm not saying I think it's going to be him.
But he's in the...
But I'm not sure Louisville won't talk to him.
Right.
And he's done now. Yeah. Season's done. So I tend to think Louisville will probably speak with him or his people. You know? Right. So I don't know. I mean, Cronin would kill it here. Okay. Well, that might be true, but I'm not reading that. So is Musselman. So let's see. If May loses early, does he wait for Louisville to see Drew before going to Ohio State? No, probably not. I think if you're Dusty May, if, say, Dusty May and them get knocked out in the first round next week and Louisville's like, well, we're still waiting on Scott Drew, and Ohio State calls you, you're going to Ohio State.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm out. So, yeah, no, absolutely. I don't think you wait. But I think Louisville's going to push for some sort of an answer. I mean, that was Drew's first report. The first report was Drew saying they want Scott Drew. They're going to make him a big offer, but they need to know something.
Yeah.
Sooner like, rather than are later, we are right? we at the table? That's why I do agree with Drew. If we're still sitting here into the tournament next week and we still haven't heard anything at all.
The silence is deafening at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, okay, maybe we've got something here with Drew, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. We'll see. See, I will be very upset if we settle on Musbus.
I don't think I've been consistent with it. I think he's a great recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
His wife's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I think when the times are good here, he will perfect.
Yeah.
He will be embracing the fans and everything like that. But we've seen this movie before in Chris Mack, I think. When things were great with Mac, things were great. Coming out here at Louisville Live with the jacket,
yeah,
and everything, having a number one team, excellent.
Yeah.
When things weren't so great here, prickly with the media, closing off the locker room.
That's a really great analogy. That's a really great analogy.
We've seen the movie before.
I think Mus, if you did have a rough season, I don't know that he would be one that could get us through that season.
Yeah.
You know, like, without being like, God, this guy's a jerk. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, now you're pissy, now you're throwing a fit.
He could alienate the fan base.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something.
You can't do that here.
No.
You can't do that here.
You're under a microscope here.
Yeah. They'll turn on you quick if they don't feel like you care about what they care about. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. How old is Dusty? I think Dusty May's.
Think
early
40s, late 40s, late 40s. Let me see here.
Do you know who hates Cal more than
47? He's 47.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. So that's a good age. Mick Cronin hates Cal more than us. Fair enough. No, I listen. You don't have to sell me. I like Mick. I think Mick would do fine here.
The other thing is, I think like Mick would definitely be a lifer here, and a lot of people are saying, "Well, of course he'd be a
and
lifer."
Mick's prickly too.
Yeah, that's
Mick,
true.
But I will say this. Mick understands Louisville.
Right. Yeah, but the other thing is, like, I think Mick would be a lifer here. And, I mean, to leave one blue blood for another, I mean, that might worry some folks. But, I mean, he's a horse guy. He, you know, I don't see him.
Oh, no,
I don't see him leaving for the NBA or another job.
No. If he took the job here, he would be here. But I will say this. Louisville basketball isn't Louisville football.
Right.
I think you expect, not saying it's going to happen, especially in this day and age. Things are different now. Like, I saw actually somebody on, it might have been ESPN, they were having a great conversation yesterday. It was like, are blue bloods dead?
Ooh, and I that was is like, a good
that's
discussion.
A good question, because it might be true where, like, there's nowhere really safe anymore. I mean, people are looking Kentucky and Duke right in the eye and saying, I'm not going there, I'm going to go here.
Yeah.
Really? Like, you know, so I, in this day and age, I'm not sure that this is for sure, but I still do think Louisville's the type of job. Whereas in football, you're like, I mean, as much as everything else I love about Brom, one of the main things was, I don't think he'll leave us.
Right.
Basketball, I think you hire a guy expecting him to stay at Louisville.
Yeah.
No matter who it is.
But that's the thing, is Dusty May that guy? He's not going to leave for IU, or, I mean, he's young enough.
I don't think he leaves for the NBA. I don't think you can guarantee either one of those.
Right.
I don't think you can guarantee that he wouldn't go to IU or the NBA.
Whereas I feel way more comfortable with Mick staying than I do Dusty.
I do agree with that. And I love Dusty May as a pick. I think he would be a great.
He's my second pick right now.
Yeah. And also, I'm not picking someone based on scared that they might leave. Because even if you were, I mean, listen, as much as we all love Scott Drew, when Kentucky comes open, you're going to have a little bit of a fight on your hands, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you willing to take Scott Drew if you know? What if I told you you're going to be tight around the rim, you know what I'm saying? Like, squeezing up, turtle heading if Kentucky comes open, because it was reported yesterday, also by Rutherford, that on Card Chronicle, that him and Mitch Barnhart text all the time.
Yeah.
They're good friends. Like, he's good friends with Mitch Barnhart.
Right.
Are you okay with Scott Drew if I told you Mitch Barnhart's one of his best friends?
That's a good point.
When that job comes open, I can't promise you he's not going to go from Louisville to Kentucky.
Right.
Would that sway you on Scott Drew? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking
this
you
is,
to answer
no,
that.
No, this is a massive. Yeah. This is an excellent point you're bringing
up. Yeah, I'm
up.
Not asking you to answer that, but that's a tough question that it's like, oh, I mean, man, I think we're so bad right now that I want to get back to being good again.
Right.
So bad that I think even I would deal with it, knowing that there's a shot he might take the Kentucky job in a few years.
Well, I brought this up on the V Show. By the way, Fast Break Friday coming up with Paul Rogers, Jeff Lightsey Jr., and myself. Shameless plug, ESPN 680 105.7.
You're lucky Paul's in there, or I would make a real big joke.
But I do think longevity right now is important.
Yeah, like, sure.
I definitely think that.
Cody's been waiting a while. Look, go ahead and give me Cody really quick. Yeah, Cody, thanks for waiting. What's going on, man?
Hey, Steve, can you hear me okay? I'm sorry. I'm currently in the middle of my shift.
Yeah, it's a little loud, but we're okay. We're okay. Look, you're day one. We'll get through it. We'll figure it out.
I'm doing my best, man.
You're fine, buddy.
The thing I like about Scott Drew is that, like, it took him a few years to get a Baylor off the ground because, you know, a murder happened. But
yeah.
You look at his record in the tournament, he's always, I mean, he's got tons of second weekend appearances. He's got a handful of Sweet 16s and Elite 8s. So that championship was just the cherry on top of the consistent resume that he already built before that championship. So it's the new shot job that he's always had, Josh. I really think he'd be the perfect fit. But if not, I will get Lundy for the damn
true.
So,
yeah.
You have a good one, man.
Hey, Cody, thanks for waiting, man. I appreciate that. I mean, I agree with it. Yeah, no, and again, I'm not saying that this would sway me on Scott Drew, but I'm just saying, I mean, for anybody, if we're just throwing guys out there, I mean, there are things like that you do have to think about. And there's ways around it. I mean, maybe you make Scott Drew take a massive buyout. Maybe you put a clause in there. I don't know what it is, you know what, but I don't know if an agent would do that or what, you know what I mean? But there's things like that, that even in Scott Drew, that's why I'm not fully on board with it's Scott Drew or else I hate Josh Hurd.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No, like I'm not there. I'm not there.
I'm okay with, I'm satisfied with the idea that you're putting your best foot forward to try to get him. And if you don't get him, like, you did your due diligence. I trust you with
the next guy. Absolutely.
I trust you with the next one. I'm totally at that point. Now, what do you make of, I mean, he's our boy. Love him. But Sofaro basically saying that UofL is using Scott Drew as a meat shield. Like, they're saying, oh, yeah, we're going after him, but, you know, one of those things. Like, what is making you convinced that they truly are putting their best foot forward? Because I believe they are. I believe they're really going for the full court press and doing the best they can to get Scott Drew. But
put the whole microphone in my mouth.
Yeah, like, seriously. Like, what just happened? Did you just unhinge your throat? Like, that was impressive. I know how you got through college. I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Like, wasn't too bad.
Damn it, dude. We need a minute. Yeah,
it makes you think. You're like, how much money's on the line?
You know, I was going to say, I was like, you know.
Yeah, no, sorry. Let me read these real quick. We're getting a lot of texts on this because I think a lot of people are just kind of finding that information out that maybe didn't hear it yesterday. If he's that close to Kentucky, I'm out. Let's go, Dusty. Well, there was also an attempted murder. Oh, Jesus God. You almost got me.
Almost.
You almost got me. That's good. That's good. That's good. Let's see. Then hell no, I don't like Mitch at all. He's our biggest problem. If Josh is the boss, I think he is. I don't think he bolts for Kentucky. I agree. And I'm not saying he would take Kentucky for sure. But I'm saying if he's that close with Mitch Barnhart,
it's a discussion.
There's probably going to be a discussion. Now, again, Josh Hurd, I think, is a fantastic AD, and I think he knows that.
Right.
So he's probably going to say, let's address this.
Yeah, maybe put a massive buyout like you said. Yeah,
because Josh Hurd knows what I can't have is my coach walking to Kentucky.
Right.
The guy that would crawl here can't walk to Kentucky. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
Real quick.
Well said.
Yeah, I would personally want Drew because my dad got me into being a fan, but a decade ago he stopped caring. As a Christian man with strong values, I feel like he would bring people like my dad back, and it would be important for us. That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I like that point.
Yeah, okay. So basically a lot of the same. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I think the UK thing has legs to it. I mean, especially when you have a source saying that the only place he would leave Baylor for is UK.
Oh, no, yeah.
I guess the...
Well, like I said, I didn't know that until Rutherford dropped that in Card Chronicle yesterday, that him and Barnhart are like text...
Are boys. Yeah, I didn't know daily.
Like, they're really good friends.
Yeah, I did not know that either. What... I guess a good starting point is, how long do you think Cal has left in UK? 5 years?
Less than five.
Less than five?
Less than five.
I was going to say, you're going less than five, away. More than five, right around
not,
five.
That's not me being a jerk, like being a... I'm not even rivaling there. I think James...
No, right.
I think if James Strebel was sitting
He'd probably say the same thing.
I think James Strebel would agree with me 100%.
Right.
If I said, less than five. I mean, so, Cal's an OG. I mean, he's one of the OGs. Like, Cal's been doing this for a long time. Cal was in the Final Four in 96.
Yeah.
He's been doing this for a while. Like, yeah, he's probably... ready to back on out of this. I don't think he'll be more than, I'll be honest, I think if he didn't have this team, I think this team might have resurged him a little bit just because, I mean, as much as I hate them in so many ways, they are fun.
Absolutely.
And Kentucky fans love them. They have kind of an old school Kentucky feel to them.
I agree with
you. So I think if this class didn't come in, I would say three. But I think five, he probably bows out. Hell, if he wins the national title this year, and he could, I don't think he will. I don't think they're good enough defensively. But if he does, he might leave then.
I mean, I guess then the question is, are you okay with Drew for 5 years? And now, all of a sudden, that's...
When it comes to Kentucky, I don't think the amount of years matter. I think people want to know, are you going to go to Kentucky or not?
Right.
Because there's some people would say, I'm not good with 10 years if you're going to go to Kentucky.
Well,
that's a big deal.
No, I agree with that. But I mean, take Kentucky out of the picture and just have it be University X, whatever. I think.
Well, no, but that's a big difference.
No, it is a big difference. Right. But I'm looking at it as two different things here. Obviously, the rivalry thing makes it completely a completely different kettle of fish. But if you were to just leave regardless. I guess that's what I'm asking. If you have a coach that you think is going to do a great job but they're leaving in 5 years.
I'm fine with it.
Really?
I don't love
I'm
it.
I'm not.
I don't love
I'm
with
not
it,
at
but
all.
I'm fine with it.
Because I think that this university needs a coach that's going to be here for 10. At least 10.
It's probably true.
Because, I mean.
But we're so bad right now.
No, I know we're so bad right now. But then who's to say that, like, and I know with the transfer portal, with NIL, you think you can fix things immediately. I think that the fans need some stability here. Because I mean, if things go gangbusters next year, I think you're going to need a year to really heal regardless. I mean, I do think that it'll be rocking again. If you win those like first six of seven games, it'll be rocking.
Let me say this, which is why I think it's one thing to say, even if you're Scott Drew, well, you know, I might take you may think he would take the Kentucky job. Well, let him be the Louisville coach and be good for a couple years.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah, I'm not leaving here.
That's a really good point. Like, when this place is rocking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not leaving. It's as good as anybody. You know,
not saying Kentucky's not the number one college basketball program. We're talking right now in it's
crazy hypothetical.
Because a lot of us have to take rivalry out of it when we're talking about some of this, and I don't like to ever take rivalry out of it because, you know, I hate them in so many ways. So it's like, that's a good question, too. Barnhart's 65. How long is he there?
Good question.
You know, so I mean, there's a lot. Man, I've already screwed you over.
No, you're good, man.
You want to take Alex? Alex,
yeah, let's take Alex.
Let's get Alex.
Yeah.
Alex, welcome in. 93.9 Ville. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Steve? Listen, let me tell you something. If there's a few things you know about me. If there's one thing for sure, you know I want to see the Louisville basketball team back to its glory.
Yeah.
The second thing that you know about me is that I have an irrational hatred for Kentucky. And I'm going to be honest with you. Because I've never heard this before. I've been on Scott Drew coming to Louisville so hard. Now that you have said that he ain't a Christian no more in my eyes, how you gonna text the Antichrist every day and then pray to Jesus? That don't make no sense. Like that makes no sense to me. Like how you gonna say, oh yeah, I'm walking with God. Oh, but let me go ahead and text Satan's best friend. Get out of here. Obviously, I'm being dramatic, but listen, I don't like that. I don't like the fact that I don't want another coach that is cool with losing to Kentucky. One of the reasons why I love Chris Mack was you could just tell he took the rivalry serious and he did not like Kentucky. I want that again. I don't want another coach that's cool with Kentucky coaching for us, like for the basketball team. I mean, I love Rick. Obviously, Rick beat Kentucky. But he lost a lot of games to Kentucky, and I think it's because he had that Kentucky connection. I don't want that. So, I mean, I love Scott Drew, but that Kentucky connection, I don't want that. You're not even a Christian no more. Like, he just denounced his whole faith. Like, that's ridiculous. I mean, but thank you, guys. I'll listen.
Yeah, hey, appreciate it, man. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not saying that I would take Scott Drew. I want to be clear there. I still think that's the thing. But I mean, there's multiple.
If you told me 5 years of Scott Drew and then he goes to UK, I still probably would take it. But I just can't emphasize enough the importance. I think longevity here.
I just don't know in this right day now. And age you can make a hire based on longevity anymore.
I mean, but it's basketball. It's not football. Football. That's what made Brohm so appealing. Was like finally. I mean, as good as U of L football is, yeah. it's not a traditional destination job in college football.
No.
But you have a guy that's doing a good job that might be a destination guy because, I mean, this is his stomping grounds. But basketball is different, man, and Louisville is still a blue blood. I think of it as minus the NBA, but.
But Louisville's a blue blood who is treading waters that I'm not sure any other. Can you name a time any other top six program has had the last 5 years Louisville's had?
No, I get it. But that's yeah. You're making my point for me, I think. There's no other blue blood that I feel like could lose the title of blue blood quicker than Louisville right now because of all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And a way you heal that is you don't become an IU basketball or Miami football and you flounder around. Like you said, like we both said, prodigal son did not work. Heir apparent did not work. We need somebody here that will add a little bit of stability for about at least 5 to 7 years, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Hopefully longer. And then you kind of come back, and hopefully during that time you're making second weekends in the tournament. And suddenly now there's a little bit of consistency, and suddenly Louisville's back. But if you get somebody and they're great, and they're, you know, but it's only 5 years, and then they're gone again. I don't know. Say they're good for 3 of those 5 years. Are 3 years of knocking on the door at second weekend of the tournament, is that enough to wash away the last 10? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not saying you're completely wrong. I just do think, like our guy Biscuit used a good term. He texted us. I do think the shot of adrenaline that is needed here is that's, and that's why even me, as much as I loathe anything like with Kentucky, and that's not all Louisville media. I mean, that's me. I'm particular in this.
Right.
I can't stand it. Like, it makes my skin crawl to even be in the room with them when they're playing. But it's like, it's one of those things, man, where I'm like, okay, even with that there, I'm like, you never pass up. You can't pass up a guy like Scott Drew.
No, I know, but yeah. Just bigger picture, it makes me worried. It does make me worried. I would still take the deal. I would still take it, but I wouldn't like it. Like, yeah. I would not feel.
But again, and again, man, you coach Louisville for a couple years. You're good. You see what's here. You're making, you know, you're the third highest paid coach in America. I've got $4 to $5 million here that I can buy teams with. Like, I'm pretty good. I'm good.
There is a religious sector here.
Yeah. Like, I'm good. Somebody said the biggest Baptist seminary in the world is here. Like, so.
No, there's.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm fine. Either way, though, man, I'm feeling much more comfortable with this search on the daily, knowing, like, I was already pretty comfortable with Josh this go around regardless. Like, I trust Josh. But the more you hear about how it's going, casting a wide net, seeing the big fish, making big offers to the big fish, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel very comfortable he's going to get this right.
No, I do too. I do too. And I mean, no matter who it is, I just, yeah. You've really thrown a wrench into my number one and Scott Drew with that.
Well, don't
stuff.
Blame me. Blame Rutherford. He's the one said it.
Damn you, Mike Rutherford.
Yeah.
Bringing up a good point.
Yeah. Shout out Car Chronicle, man. But anyways, all right. Well, when we come back on Monday, we'll have a tournament bracket.
We will.
Probably won't talk about it. Mid-Iz Marks Maven. 93.9
The Ville. Hey, get ready for Selection Sunday. Come into your local lodge to fill out your bracket in person. You'll automatically receive a free fry pickles. Bounce back valid throughout the tournament just for showing up. Twin Peaks, eat, drink, scenic views.